Welcome to Silver Lake TV. My name is John Papa, and today I've got on Saurabh Pant from the resources team again.
Yes.
And this is your return visit here.
Yes.
So we enjoyed your last episode, and today we're going to talk a little bit more about resources and Azure, the story between the cloud and resources.
Totally, yes.
So this is good stuff. Azure, we've got a cloud cover show. Give a quick props out to our brother shows out there. Those guys talk a lot about how Azure works and what you can do with it. There's a symbiosis between a lot of the Microsoft products, obviously, with .NET. And now with resources, we know focuses on data and transmission of data and processing of data, and a lot of that works with WCF well. It was a renaming of that last year, I think.
Yes.
So that's how that works. It works with Silverlight really well. Mm-hmm. And what if you want to deploy your resources apps somewhere if you don't have a web server?
Mm-hmm.
So
Azure is a great option for you, yes?
It is a great option.
Yeah.
So why don't we just, it's like we didn't even plan this at all. Let's just go and figure out, how do we do that?
So let's figure it out then. So what I'm going to do is, and I'll keep giving a few tips as we go around.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, when you do launch Visual Studio, you need to launch it as admin.
Okay.
Not a requirement for RHEA per se, for all your Azure projects.
So when you're running an Azure product, if you haven't used it before, you have to run as admin as VS.
Yes, and that's how you deploy it. Also for folks who are familiar with Azure to some extent, will be when we talk about Azure and RHEA services, we are talking about the Azure web role.
Okay.
So RHEA services requires IIS to be deployed. It's present in the Azure web role. So that's what we are talking about right now.
Yeah, because you need IIS to run, or Cassini if you're running locally.
Yes.
Do this. You're going to go on the web, you want IIS.
Exactly.
You can do that with Azure with a web role.
Yes.
Now, we're also, just be very clear, we're not talking about SQL Azure. We're not going to be storing data.
Talk is just focused on. And maybe we can, that's a good follow-up talk maybe. But
we can
it works great with SQL Azure as well.
Yes.
Today we're just talking about Azure.
Today we're just deploying the app.
Yes.
We'll deal with SQL Azure later. Okay, yes. Good. Another episode.
And what I have on this machine is I have RHEA services V1. So our V1 bits. I also have the latest cloud tools installed. So you have the Azure Tools SDK on this machine.
So these are all the latest releases.
Everything, yes. And what this gives you is that it gives you a cloud node and allows you to create a cloud project. Cloud service still seems reasonable enough. And when you choose the cloud project, you get a series of sub-projects that you can add to your cloud project per se.
Right.
Today, you'll notice that there isn't a Silverlight or a Silverlight business application template node. We're looking to fix it at PDC, but it doesn't exist right now.
Right.
So for now, I'll just create the cloud service project.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to do an additional step, which is go to my solution. And now I add a project, which is a Silverlight business application project.
Okay.
So it's a two-step process today. The bits we gave out at PDC for RHEA services, the CTP bits.
The CTP that just came out.
Yes. When you have that installed, and I'll show you that later, have a template that reduces this two-step process to a one-step process.
Okay. And the reason we're showing both ways is because the CTP is not a public, it's a public release, but it's not.
It's not a go-live release.
Right.
Yes. So if you have your existing investments, you are focused on V1.
This is what
I'm showing you right now. As soon as this comes up, for folks who've played with Azure before, there'll be nothing new in here. It's like any Azure project. I'll just give some time for VS to refresh up here. And what you'll see is that it's a business application template, just like you're used to. And then you have, naturally, the cloud service. We'll set the cloud service as a startup project.
Okay.
And we'll go to the roles under the cloud service and add a new web role project from the solution itself. We choose the one we just added.
So this is how you're linking the web application to the cloud project.
Exactly. And this is the step that you would not have to do once we have the template.
Right.
So with the CTP bits, this all goes away. You have to do it today. And that's it. That's pretty much it. Now you have the business application template. You have Azureized it. For me, and it's ready to be deployed, to be honest.
Azureized. I like that.
Okay. And
so we run this now. It's going to take your application, which is just an empty application for now.
Yes.
And it's going to load it into the cloud.
Well, so it will run it on the development fabric on the machine. So
right.
It will simulate the cloud on the machine and run it for you. And if I do go to the dev fabric, you'll see one web role when it does come up. You'll see one web role running.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we chose. We'll see one instance of that web role, because that's, again, the default that we chose.
Yep, we can see it starting up now.
Yep. And should be up.
There it is. Show the UI storage. And the fabric should come up.
Pretty soon. Actually, if you notice in here, it's still packaging the service deployment. So
gotcha.
It'll take your package, it'll package it up in the format that Azure needs, mm-hmm. and then it'll deploy it. Since it's cold starting, it is taking a bit of a time. It's
right.
fairly...
This is all from scratch.
Instantaneous otherwise, yes. So you have it come up, you'll notice that it runs on your local machine for now. I just want to point out one thing that it's running on your local host. It's running on port 81 right now. Very likely, if the first project you're running on your machine, you'll get port 81, mm-hmm. but it's not guaranteed. So in case you're making any assumptions about where this runs on your local machine,
right.
this port might change.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there because sometimes people don't realize that, and they burn it into config or something along those lines. So this port is dynamic. It might change. But that's it. This is a business application template. The only difference being it's running on the cloud simulation on your local machine. We'll have the development fabric come up.
Okay, so here's the fabric. It shows you the cloud.
Shows you the cloud.
And then whatever's in that cloud. In this case.
It shows you the one web role that we have running,
mm-hmm.
and we have one instance of that web role running. Now when you stop, all great. I mean, everything worked great on your machine. Like with any Azure project, you can configure it accordingly. One thing, for example, that you might want to configure, you get one instance count by default.
Right.
You might want to have two. The reason being, having two instances give you some amount of disaster recovery. One instance goes down, you always have the second one.
Right, and you're setting these properties on the business application web, but this is inside the cloud project.
Exactly, yeah. So this is the cloud service piece of the web, of the business application template.
Right.
And all I need to do was click on it. This allows me to change Azure configurations. And this, when we do upload it to Azure, will decide how many instances you get.
Right. Okay, and you've got other options here too, such as HP endpoint or HPS endpoints.
Yes, you could choose that as well. Another important thing to notice is that we're deploying it in full trust.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage folks to deploy RIA services in partial trust in a shared hosting scenario. But from an Azure perspective, this is slightly different. Today in Azure, when you're doing deployment, you own your entire virtual machine.
Right.
So you already get isolation. So full trust here is not...
It's what container are you looking at, yeah.
Exactly. So from that container perspective, I think full trust is a recommended way of deploying RIA services.
If you're going to a shared environment without Azure, but you're deploying any ASP.NET web application or RIA services, you're going to want to do partial trust if it's shared.
Yes.
Right. But if you have your own environment, which Azure really assimilates for you.
Yep. It gives you a full virtual machine. You're the only process running on it.
Right.
So there isn't really that much of a difference between full trust and partial trust.
So there's no reason not to do full trust in that case.
So we totally recommend full trust for Azure services.
That's good to know.
Okay. And what do you need to deploy to the cloud now? So now naturally I'm going directly from a business application template to deploying. Mm-hmm. Because everything else you do to build the app is
that's
doesn't
up to
differentiate
what you do.
Between Azure and
You can build your own domain services, do what you want to do. That's all the same.
Exactly. Now when you get to publishing, you can publish via VS directly. Again, no different than what you would do for a non-RIA project.
Right.
Or you can choose to create a package and deploy it manually. I'll just create a package now, because there's a point I want to make. We'll have the package come up. Now, on my particular machine, so these packages by default are encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
You share a certificate between your client and the cloud. They get encrypted and decrypted.
Right.
On my particular machine, and this might be helpful to other folks who want to just play around with Azure and look deeper into it, I have a special environment variable set, and it's... _CSPAC_force_noencrypt_
Can you zoom in on that one real quick, too?
There you go.
Yeah, and we'll put that up there in 2 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, publish packet. We saw that you can set the non-encrypt key.
Right.
What that allows you to do is that now when you have the package, it's not encrypted. So all I need to do is in the zip format. So I name it as a zip. Or can look deeper into it. Why don't we go ahead and extract it? What I'm trying to do here is show you the package that gets created,
right.
and then gets deployed on the cloud. And the reason it's interesting is that you'll see a whole set of stuff here that comes by Azure by default,
mm-hmm.
but there is a key package, the business application here, which essentially is the payload we are transferring to the web. Again, it's in zip format. Let's look deeper into that as well. Sure. Open it up, app root, you go to the client bin folder, You have your business application there. You go to your bin folder, and you have the server assemblies that you plan to upload. Now, there's one problem if we just deploy this to the web, and that is that the Azure by itself has the OS and .NET 4 installed.
Mm-hmm.
It does not have RIA services installed. So you need to be carrying the assemblies for RIA services along with you.
Okay.
So they are not part of the bin package right now, and this would have just failed on the cloud. So the next step you need to do to make sure this succeeds.
So are we showing you how to deploy your package to the cloud, but we haven't shown you how to put RIA services in there as well?
Yes. And now we'll do the next step, is take this business application template and make sure the references that you have are set to copy local equal to true,
okay,
so that they become part of the package that goes through the cloud.
Normally, you don't need to worry about that because they might be on the server already.
Yes. So a lot of folks do bin deployment. Some folks on the enterprise have services with RIA services server installed, and then you don't need that. So just keep in mind that for Azure...
So which DLLs do we have to mark that for? Just the two service model ones?
Yeah, so there are two service model assemblies that you see in the business application template, and these both need to be marked as copy local equal true.
Okay.
What I do not have in this particular project, because I did not really build a full application, is I do not have my provider assembly.
Right.
So if you're using Entity Framework or Link to SQL, you will also get a provider assembly that comes with it. Make sure that is marked as copy local equal true as well.
Yes.
So there are two RIA services assemblies and your one provider assembly.
If you're using Entity Framework or Link to SQL. If you're using in Hibernate your own model, then you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly. Right? And also this is more of the reason I showed this in detail is it's also more of a generic point.
Mm-hmm.
You might require some other framework that gets been deployed. So make sure all you get on the cloud is an OS machine with .NET 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
Open the package, make sure everything you need is in there before you upload it to the cloud.
Yes. This would be for any other DLLs you might be using.
Exactly. And now we go ahead and publish again. Go to our cloud project and publish. Yeah. Create package. I won't dig deep into it, but if you again.
Is that because you have the package open?
Yeah, I have the package open.
Yeah.
That's fine. So what you do, create a new package, and you do open into it, you'll see that the assemblies do get bin copied this time.
Right.
Okay,
great. So we show you how you create a resources project, how you put it into the cloud. You can put any resource project in there. We just built an empty one. Load it up to the cloud. You can run it on your development box, and then also how to examine the package to make sure you've got your DLLs going up there.
Okay. Now we'll publish it once more. And here you'll see the package with the bin deployed assemblies in there.
And one quick way, if you don't want to actually examine it too, is look at the size of the package. If you looked at it before and after, obviously you'd see the difference too.
Totally. Yeah. Now, deployment again, once you do plan to deploy it, is no different than you would do for any other Azure project.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to, and here it is. Here's my Azure account. I have actually gone ahead and pre-deployed this particular piece,
right,
and I have it running in production. But we could go ahead and create a new staging deployment and deploy the bits that we just packaged. So all I do is go to the Azure portal.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that I clicked, I'll do it once more. On the storage account, I just clicked upload. So I went to the staging.
Right.
I click deploy.
This is important because with Azure, you don't want to be writing over your production application.
Exactly.
You have to browse.
I guess you have to browse, yeah. And
all right, so we're navigating to the directory.
Yeah, so
upload
this was the same folder that the package was created in. I just browsed to it. It gives you a chance to choose the OS that you want to host your app on.
Mm-hmm.
I've chosen automatic here. I just want to keep getting the update.
Can we choose Windows 3.1?
No, not yet.
No? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we are building towards.
Is that a future CTP?
Hopefully, yeah. Vote for it if that's what you want. And we choose to deploy it. We're doing a staging deployment. Again, not for those who are familiar with Azure, it's absolutely familiar.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you deploy an ASP.NMVC app. Here's how you deploy any app you deploy on the server.
So to run your demo, the only thing people are going to require to have, besides the tools, is they're going to have to open an Azure account. So they could actually deploy it up there and test this out and deploy in staging.
Yes. Okay. What I'll also do is, while that deploys there on the server, I do have the application deployed on the cloud and running.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it here.
Right. No more localhost. That's actually your cloud app running.
Exactly. And I'll just zoom into that.
Great.
There.
Bat Azure.
That's the business application template.
Oh, okay.
That's the terminology we use for it internally.
And you said there's some new bits that came out of PDC as well, right?
Yes, there are new bits that came out at PDC. Actually, before we go to that, one more point.
Okay.
Now, the business application template by default uses the default ASP.NET providers.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, even if you're building an ASP.NET MVC app, they use the default ASP.NET providers as well.
Right.
And one key thing with that is that it uses SQL Azure for your development machine.
Mm-hmm.
Everything works great when you run it locally. When you deploy to the cloud, you now don't have SQL Express in there.
Right.
You don't, the default providers will not work for you. This is true in general when you move to a hosting server even out of the cloud. Most folks then go ahead and upgrade to SQL Azure.
Right.
Here you can easily upgrade to SQL Azure. Everything works great. The cloud gives you more options though. One thing you could do is you could start using providers that write to the Azure Blob Storage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that actually we have samples for.
Okay.
So one thing that we've done is if you go to the, for Blob Storage, if you go to their code gallery site for Azure samples.
Okay.
Under additional samples.
There we go.
For under additional samples, you'll see ASP.NET provider sample.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is download that. What I've done is I've downloaded the project here. So this is the same business application template project that we saw some time back. The only difference being I've downloaded the ASP provider. I've put a link from my web application project to the ASP provider.
Mm-hmm.
And I've modified my web.config. Here it is. To now have membership providers talk to this particular table storage membership provider.
Okay.
Similar for profiles and roles as well. So all you need to do is download our provider sample and then just use those providers when you deploy to the cloud. Your app now runs on the cloud using Blob Storage.
Right.
We'll put the samples out there with the video. And this particular app that I have running right now on the cloud actually is using those providers.
Okay.
So if I do, for example, log in here today right now.
All right, so you're logging into your Azure
I'm logging into
app.
The Azure Hosted Business Application Template, or BAT app. I'm logged in.
Right.
And now if I have one of the many Azure storage viewers that are available today.
Mm-hmm.
Our partners have built it. If I look at that right now, and I go to my table and my membership table underneath it, I actually see an entry there for this guest account that I just created.
Right.
Like if I go right now and create a new account, you'll see another entry get added to the table storage there. So it's all going against my table storage account.
Right. So we'll see all those entries up there.
Yes. Now, to your points, this is as the world stands today. In ship bits, if you are willing to try CTPs, we gave out a CTP at PDC
mm-hmm.
that had makes it even easier to do this.
So we're looking at a different machine now, which has the different bits running.
So I move here.
They're not side by side.
No, they're not side by side. I move to machine. Actually, they're not side by side. You can install the CTP and upgrade to it. I start a new project, the similar cloud service project,
right.
And voila, you have a Silverlight business application project now.
And when you select that guy now, you don't have to go through the rigmarole of
exactly
adding your separate project and linking it. And,
So we solve a few things for you. You don't have to link. We also made it easier for you in the sense that the assemblies I talked about
mm-hmm.
are copy local by default now.
Oh, good.
So you don't have to manually go and change it.
Will it also do the providers for Entity Framework and Link to SQL through there?
We don't. You still need to do manually.
Right, because they're not part of Rear Services.
Exactly. That's a good point. They are part of the thing. They're not part of the thing that comes by default with BAT.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's a good point, though. Please keep in mind that the providers still need to be marked as copy local before you deploy.
So not only did it create all the projects for you, it set up the role as well,
Yes. So you're actually up to go. You could just create this. You say publish to the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to set the provider, but beyond that, it's all ready to go.
Oh, that's great. It makes it like a first-class citizen with Azure.
Exactly. There's some. We're doing some investments with the table storage provider itself.
Okay.
And maybe that's another episode we can do.
I think we can
talk about
that.
Another important thing is to note is that at PDC, we demoed our new portal, which is built entirely on Silverlight. So here's what the portal looks like. It's entirely built on Silverlight. And it uses RHEA services to build this application.
Isn't it funny when people try to prove that it's running in Silverlight, we always right-click?
Yeah. I don't know a better way of doing it. Yeah. And so we move from the HTML experience you had to this rich experience here. It seems very much like a client app. You've got the ribbon there. You've got some great goodness. And if we were, this should be out pretty soon. I think folks got a chance to play around with it at PDC.
Okay. We'll put links up if they're available.
Okay, sure. And gives you richness. You move from HTML to a rich experience here. And the key thing being is that not only are we, is Azure a great environment for deploying your Azure app, you'll most likely be using RHEA services to deploy it itself. One more point I wanted to make, and actually almost skipped my mind, is that we have one caveat today with RHEA services, and that is there is a bug in IntelliTrace that shows up when you deploy a RHEA services project with IntelliTrace turned on.
Okay.
We are working on getting it fixed at the earliest possible.
What does the bug tell you? Your computer's about to explode?
Yeah, so it's not as bad as that, but it's still fairly severe. So once you, let's quickly show folks what I'm talking about.
So you're talking about using IntelliTrace and examining your application.
Exactly. So when you do, so all I've done is I've gone to the business application template, and I clicked on the web role that we have. And you'll notice there's an ability to enable diagnostics.
Right.
Similarly, you can turn on IntelliTrace for your application as well. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that IntelliTrace with RHEA services causes an exception, which is system.security.verification exception, when you do upload it to your on Azure.
Right.
It shows up as a 404, as most WCF errors do. But when you do look deeper into it, it shows up as system.security.verification.
Right.
And that is a known bug, and we are looking to fix it. The workaround we have right now for it is that you can go to your IntelliTrace settings, and and under modules, for now, you can choose to skip system.serviceModel.domainServices.star. Essentially, you're saying that do not do IntelliTrace for these particular assemblies.
Yeah.
Now, note that it's we will have it fixed pretty soon, but it does not prevent you from debugging your applications.
Right.
It might not give you some IntelliTrace within the framework assemblies, but beyond that, you should still be able to get IntelliTrace for your application debugging itself.
Right.
So one thing to keep in mind, we do have blogs that go into detail on that.
Yeah, and we'll include that up there as well and make it easier for people. And you don't have to put both DLLs in. You can just do a star, correct?
Yes. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
And that should work.
Well, that makes it easier.
That's all I had.
It's great. So we show, just in recap real quick, we showed how to deploy an application to the cloud using resources with release bits.
Yes.
We also showed how the templates will be improved with CTP, which will obviously carry forward to the next release of resources, which I won't ask you when it is. I like to put you on the spot, but not today. So we showed how all that works. You also showed a bug that we can work around, which is good. And as far as SQL storage up there goes, you think we can get you guys back on to talk about that?
Totally. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Right, and thank you all for watching Silverlight TV.